I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that when we acquired this space, this was originally two units here, and there was a wall running right through where I'm sitting. And so we took the wall down, and we were left with these two doors. And I thought, well, they'll make pretty cool stage props. So we set them up, as you can see, on either side of me. One side says, and the other door says. And we did this for a number of reasons. Number one, I feel, and I think Marty would agree with me, there's nothing more important than both happiness and prosperity. And number two, they're on two different doors because, contrary to popular belief, they're not the same thing. Happiness is a way of being. Happiness is a mindset. Happiness is an internal level that we set ourselves. Prosperity, as we've talked about, is actually four different things. Prosperity is, anybody remember? What does Edwin Gaines says prosperity is?
All the money you can spend.
All right, let's start. All the money you can spend, number one. Actually, she puts it number four, but that's cool. What else?
Relationships
that work all the time. What else?
Work
that is play. What else?
A healthy
body. I have a request. I can't see you all. Mary, bring up the light back where you are, if you would, please. And I feel like I'm talking to a dark room here. Click that light on and turn it up, if you would, Mary. Is it working? Now, much better. Okay, cool. And if you would, Mary, go ahead and put up my slide for this week, if you see it. So we've been talking a lot about prosperity, and we've been talking a lot specifically about giving. And I think that giving is one of the most important, no, let me take that back. Giving is the most important thing we can do because it's the one thing we can control. Does that make sense? We want to receive, 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 but we are the only ones that can give. And when we give, we begin to receive. Giving is extremely important. Giving takes our focus off of ourselves and it puts our focus on other people. It also reminds us that we have something to give. Sometimes when, typically in fact, when I'm on vacation or when I'm on a trip to New York or something like that, I always carry a bunch of $5 bills in my pocket because I don't like to pass a homeless person without giving. It's just part of who I am, and I've always been that way. I got a text yesterday from a taxi driver telling me that I tipped him the most generous tip he'd ever received. And it was like $20 on top of a $10 trip. He was talking about proportionately, understand? But this guy went way out of his way, and so I've just always felt it was very, very important to give. Takes my focus off myself, reminds me that I have something to give. And you know what else is cool about giving? You get stuff. You get stuff. Marty and I were standing in line waiting to go up in the Space Needle when we were in Seattle. We were waiting to buy tickets. There was a line, must have been 300 people. There were buses that had pulled up. We're standing there waiting to go up. We're shooting pictures of the Space Needle, and this guy walks up to us, not the other 298 people, and says, I have two extra tickets. Would you like them? And we went, yes, we would. Thank you very much. That is so cool. People who give experience those kinds of things all the time. But believe it or not, I don't want to talk to you about giving this morning. I want to talk to you about the other side. And I want to ask you a question. How are you receiving? I had the most interesting thing happen when we were in Seattle that has ever happened to me. Some of you may have seen it. I now do a daily video blog, a vlog. It's 90 seconds long. It's like a little talk comes out every day on Facebook. And I talked about this. We booked this vacation, and normally in Seattle, I was there 7 years ago, I like to stay in this hotel downtown. It was booked. We couldn't find anything else downtown. Finally, I told my assistant, I said, look, just find us a good rated hotel, and he did. So we checked into the hotel. I got Siri on my iPhone, and I said, Siri, are there any vegan restaurants near me? And Siri said, there are 9 vegan restaurants within 7/10 of a mile of your location. And I looked at Marty, and I said, let me try something. Siri, are there any yoga studios near me? There are 6 yoga studios within 1 mile of your location. I looked at Marty and I said, we found heaven. There was a block and a half of nothing. We went to a vegan pizzeria. It was incredible. But our very first night there, because we're staying in the university district, that's why there's all this cool stuff to do. We're right there at the University of Washington. So our very first night, we go out to dinner, we go to a Thai restaurant. And we're sitting there and we look at the prices and they bring us the food. And literally, you could have fed everyone here by what they brought me and Marty. It was incredible. And I get the bill and it was $21 for a meal for the two of us. Now, it's because we're on campus and I thought, I'm going to celebrate this trip here to Seattle. I'm going to give. This is going to feel so cool. I'm going to do something anonymous. And I like to do this occasionally. I wrote about this in Happy This Year. I was going to buy somebody else's meal at the restaurant. So I walked to the woman who was our waitress, explained it to her, slipped her my debit card, and she's nodding and smiling the whole time. And I'm like, don't tell him. She's going, oh, no, I won't tell him, you know, like this and all this. The second she runs through the charge and I turn around, she runs over to the table. So I'm slipping my hat on and ducking out, and I'm going, and Marty's like, what? What? And I'm like, just come on, come on. So we walk up and there's a little alley and we step into the alley. And Marty's going, what'd you leave so quick for? What's going on? About that time, the people whose bill I had paid, now mind you, I just picked them random, came running up to us. And they were angry. I've been doing this for a long time. No one's ever, well, most of the time they don't know it's me, but to my knowledge, no one's ever gotten angry. The guy got in my face. Did you buy our meal? I'm like, I'm sorry. And the woman was giving me this look. And I finally realized they thought that I had some sort of judgment against them. Like they couldn't pay to afford to pay their meal or something. And I said, no, I just picked you randomly out of the crowd. The restaurant was so cheap, I thought it would be cool. I'm explaining all this. And finally the guy goes, really? Well, that's cool. So how are you receiving? I'd ask you about your wants, but I don't want to be here all day. You've got wants just like I do, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But when somebody tries to buy us a cup of coffee or hold the door for us, or God help them, give us a compliment. Oh, no, 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 oh, no, no. When someone gives you a gift, the response is, thank you. Thank you. How are you receiving? Are you grateful for the things that you do have, which creates a fertile environment for getting more? Or do you look at what you have and go, close, but not quite? That's okay, but I really need all of this. And by the way, there's those wants that never, never, never stop. So Marty and I were walking to a yoga class in Seattle, and I had a very different experience. This time I walked past a homeless person and I had literally no money in my pocket. I'd given it all out. This guy asked me for some money and I said, I have none. And then he proceeded to yell at me. What happens when you don't receive what it is you think you should get? Do you get mad at the universe? Do you get mad at God? Do you get mad at other people? Or can you open yourself to the truth that, you know what, I just haven't qualified for that yet, but someday I will. And the way that you qualify is to be grateful for what you are receiving and to receive it well. When I was in ministerial school, one of my instructors had this rule that if anyone ever gave you a compliment, you had to say, many of you have heard me say this before, what is it? Thank you. This is true. I accept. Just out of curiosity, I'm not sure some of our mouths can form those words. Let's try it together. Thank you. This is true. I accept. One more time. Thank you. This is true. I accept. Boy, you did a great job at that.
Thank you. This is true. I accept.
There we go. That's how we receive. It's been said time and again by all the great spiritual masters that giving and receiving are the same thing. That we activate the law through giving, but if we then close the door, we don't receive. We have to open ourselves up to realize we deserve what it is we receive. And to qualify for receiving even more. Let's seal this truth. Join hands with those around you and let's pray. And dear God, in this moment, we remind ourselves that the word prayer simply means to tune in. We attune ourselves with the limitless, abundant nature of the universe, knowing that through giving we receive and that it is incumbent upon us to receive, for this indeed allows the others to give. Jesus Christ himself said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We make God happy when we receive well. And that is our commitment. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.